This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on flu and COVID-19 vaccination among U.S. healthcare workers, cases of sexually transmitted ringworm in the U.S., and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, low flu and COVID-19 vaccination rates among some healthcare workers were reported in the U.S. Second, a new report shows low flu vaccination rates and flu antiviral treatment among pregnant and postpartum women in Suzhou, China. Third, four cases of a new fungal rash spread during sex have been confirmed in New York City. Last, an outbreak of meningococcal disease in Virginia is disproportionately impacting Black adults, an unusual and concerning finding. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm filling in for Charlotte Kent, MMWR's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of October 28th. Our first two reports focus on respiratory illnesses and the use of vaccines in healthcare workers and vaccine and treatment in pregnant and postpartum women. Respiratory viruses such as influenza and SARS-CoV-2 in U.S. healthcare settings pose risks to healthcare workers, patients, and nursing home residents. Vaccination is important to prevent severe illness and hospitalization. Vaccination of healthcare personnel helps maintain a healthy workforce and reduces the risk of staffing shortages. In our first report this week, investigators analyzed National Healthcare Safety Network vaccination data from acute care hospitals and nursing homes in the U.S. to better understand flu and updated COVID-19 vaccination coverage among healthcare workers. The National Healthcare Safety Network defined healthcare personnel as anyone who worked in a healthcare facility during the data collection period, regardless of clinical responsibility or patient contact. This study identified a marked decrease in COVID-19 vaccination coverage among healthcare personnel in nursing homes from the 2022-2023 respiratory virus season to the 23-24 season. Fewer than 1 in 6 healthcare personnel working in acute care hospitals and nursing homes in the U.S. received an updated COVID-19 vaccine during the 23-24 respiratory virus season, and fewer than half working in nursing homes received a flu vaccine. These findings highlight the need to further investigate barriers to vaccination among healthcare personnel and identify strategies to address these challenges. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services regulatory requirement that U.S. healthcare facilities ensure their staff are vaccinated against COVID-19 expired in June 2023. COVID-19 vaccines were commercialized in the fall of 2023. These two events may have affected vaccination campaigns and on-site access to COVID-19 vaccines in nursing homes, and may have also increased the cost of vaccines for facilities and healthcare personnel. Previous studies suggest healthcare personnel who feel sufficiently informed about the COVID-19 vaccine may be more likely to get it and may be more likely to recommend it to their patients. To maintain a healthy workforce and reduce the risk of staffing shortages, healthcare facilities can use evidence-based strategies, such as offering on-site vaccination and educating personnel about the effectiveness, safety, and benefit of vaccination to increase coverage. CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older, including healthcare personnel, get a flu vaccine every season, with rare exceptions. CDC also recommends everyone 6 months and older get an updated COVID-19 vaccine. Patients are more likely to follow healthcare provider guidance when they see their care team leading by example, reinforcing the importance of vaccination in safeguarding everyone's health. Pregnant women are at increased risk of severe illness and hospitalization from flu. The flu vaccine is recommended, including by Chinese health authorities, for pregnant women. Antiviral treatment among pregnant and postpartum women is recommended to reduce the severity of flu. In our second report, investigators analyzed data from all flu-associated hospitalizations during October 2018 to September 2023 in Suzhou, China, an area of China with approximately 13 million people, to understand the annual hospitalization rate among pregnant or postpartum women with flu-associated acute respiratory or febrile illness. Only one of the 3,329 pregnant women in the study hospitalized with acute respiratory or febrile illness had received a flu vaccine. Only 31% of the pregnant and postpartum women hospitalized with flu received flu antiviral treatment before or during hospitalization. Insufficient knowledge about the risk of flu among pregnant women and their healthcare providers in China is an important barrier to increasing vaccination coverage and treating flu and its complications among pregnant women. Raising awareness about early detection, treatment, and control of flu in obstetrics wards is needed to reduce the adverse impact of flu on pregnant women. Trichophyton mentagraphides, genotype 7, also known as TM7, is a type of fungus that causes sexually transmitted ringworm. In June 2024, a U.S. case of TM7 was reported in a man who developed genital lesions following travel to California and several countries in Europe, where he had sexual contact with multiple male partners. In our third report, public health officials launched an investigation after being alerted of additional U.S. cases. During April to July of 2024, four additional TM7 cases were diagnosed in New York City among men who have sex with men. Ringworm occurred on the face, buttocks, and genitals, and was successfully treated with antifungal medications. While most ringworm infections can be treated with a topical antifungal and resolve within a few days to a week, several cases required prolonged treatment with oral terbinafine. Because lab results can take a long time, patients were treated based on early suspicion and medical history before lab results were finalized. These cases of sexually transmitted ringworm are among the first in the U.S. It's important for clinicians to become more familiar with TM7 to help promote early diagnosis and appropriate treatment. While waiting for laboratory diagnosis, clinicians should prescribe therapy for patients based on clinical features and possible exposures. Treatment may take up to 3 months. Clinicians should counsel patients that TM7 is an emerging fungal infection spread through sex and advise patients to avoid sharing personal items and skin-to-skin contact, including intimate or sexual contact with others. Meningococcal disease is a serious and potentially deadly illness that often presents with meningitis or a bloodstream infection. Outbreaks are uncommon in the U.S. To control outbreaks, vaccination is offered to people identified as being at increased risk. In our last report, CDC and investigators from the Virginia Department of Health responded to an outbreak of meningococcal disease. The case fatality rate was 19%, which is higher than the national average during 2017 to 2022. The majority of patients were 30 to 60 years old, an age group not generally considered at increased risk for meningococcal infection. 78% were non-Hispanic, Black, or African American. No common exposures or affiliations were identified among the cases. Due to a lack of a well-defined population at risk, investigators used novel strategies, such as selective vaccination of close contacts, to control the outbreak. Clinicians should maintain a high index of suspicion for meningococcal disease. CDC recommends vaccination of adolescents and anyone 2 months and older who is at increased risk. Members of the public should ensure that they are up to date on meningococcal vaccination. If unvaccinated, they should consult their healthcare provider about current recommendations. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.